next. Yep.
I'm good, thanks. Let me move my phone.
Recording in progress.
All right. Tom, you want to take the first question for Big Mom?
Sure. Yeah. Kev, for you and the team, the goal was beyond important and incredibly, I think, emotional for everyone. Just, you know, walk me through that goal and the celebrations afterwards.
I don't know what to say, really. I just wanted to celebrate with the team after that goal, after a huge performance from the whole team. I mean, feelings were over the moon. So happy.
One of the mottos of the club is "We are united," and this match, it really felt like every single player was truly united more than other matches. I'm just wondering if you guys talked about that before the match, or how it came together that you guys really just gelled so well in this game.
Yeah, we knew how important this game was, the world die, really. It's just, obviously, we're going to the next game having to win, but this game was just so important on getting that win. We was emphasising it every day in training, just everyone being focused, every detail mattered. So, and yeah, like you said, I agree with you. We're united, especially for this game, we had to be to get that win. Yeah.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Robin.
Well, at the beginning of this homestand, you played Valor, and you scored a goal at 87 minutes, coincidence. But, I mean, it was like, you know, it made it 3-1, like, and the excitement of, oh, well, I scored. You know, I don't even know if anyone picked up the ball because you were so far behind. But this game was so different, and I guess how important it was. And is there a way, did you know, the word gets around about Ottawa giving up goals late in the game. It's like, this is maybe the sixth time or something. Did you say, yeah, if we can hold on, we can just turn it up to 11 at 80 minutes or so?
I didn't say it, but there was a few teammates that said it, that Ottawa gives goals away at that minute. So, yeah, it was emphasized that they will concede. So we just kept putting pressure on them. So, yeah, it was mentioned in the change room at halftime. Yeah.
Any other questions for Kev? Brandon?
Yeah, just maybe walk us, you know, through the goal itself and sort of what you saw. I know there was like a touch from Jeremy that got the ball to you. What you saw about it working on the left there?
I don't even remember if I played more. I don't know, but...
You haven't watched it back?
I just posted it, but I haven't even watched it. But I remember, yeah, Mo. As soon as I saw Mo, I made that run inside. I was asking for that ball in the pocket, and then Jeremy touched it. I think that was a good touch. I think if he didn't touch it, I wasn't going to get there. But as soon as he touched it, yeah, so I tried doing a Meg in training yesterday, and it didn't work. So, look, it worked today. And, yeah, just wanted to get that shot away. Obviously, and it worked. So, happy for that, yeah.
Yeah, and, I mean, you guys now control your own destiny, like you were saying. How important is that for you guys just to get the pressure off the shoulders a little bit, you know, especially with how the schedule works with the league and how, you know, all the game times aren't the same time on the last match day. You guys now go into Vancouver knowing that you have to get the win to qualify, and then if you don't, now you're then watching the TV to see the scores. How does winning today sort of affect everything?
Yeah, it takes a bit, like, the pressure out, but same ways as we still know that we have to go into the next game and win, just to clarify. Otherwise, like you said, we're going to be watching the TV, what's going on with the other teams. But I think we're focused on ourselves. We go into the game and win, we clarify, it's that simple. And then hopefully playoffs comes, and then I don't think any team wants to play in the playoff time. So, yeah.
Ben?
You're absolutely beaming after this. What does that goal mean and this result mean to your career and yourself as a player?
I don't even know yet what it means to my career. Right now, I'm just thinking it's just playoffs. It means a lot for me, obviously, just because to get the win for the team. But I'm just thinking about right now, what can I do better to improve the team? I think whatever comes next, and I'll be ready for it, I think. Yeah.
Just I'll take one before I jump to you guys. Gaffer mentioned it yesterday. You said Gaffer, I think, might go in a little bit.
Say that again?
That you felt your groin a little bit.
Yeah.
So how did that affect you, having to come off the bench? Were you still confident enough that if you were coming in, that you could change it and bring energy, even though you had a little bit of a knock?
I mean, the whole week was... It was tough. It was tough because I felt my groin in against Cavs after one of the plays. When I came off, I felt my groin. And I didn't even train when we went back. So I was just kind of taking it easy. Still wanted to be involved in the squad. I don't know if I was going to be involved or not, depending on how my groin felt. But towards the end, I just had to push myself just to see if I can do play my best. And then obviously Gaffer spoke to me and went to the bench, which is normal. I just thought, yeah, well, whatever many minutes I get, just have to come in and give my 100%. So I think I was strong mentally anyway going to this game, so it didn't take anything away from me.
Great. Everyone,
your career-based performance, 6 goals. The last time you did that was 4 goals for Darlington. This season, what have you learned about yourself, about your game, that you think you can carry on moving forward?
Oh, good question. I mean, what I've learned about myself is that I'm strong mentally, because it was hard in the beginning, not getting consistent games, and I mean, it was tough because I wasn't really myself in a few games. So I learned that I'm strong, and I just say to myself, I am the best. Not trying to take away from my other teammates, but I just go into the field thinking I'm the best. So I learned that when I put positive words into myself, then no one can stop me. That's how I think. Still being the humble guy that I am. But I'm just eager to learn more. That's what I want to do. I think I'm strong. I like to learn and like to transmit to the people that are watching me that I play freely. Yeah, that's what I think I learned.
And this season, you scored an Olympic goal. I think it was in the
Pacific.
Pacific.
Yeah.
You scored a Delta here.
I think I'll put this goal first, just because of the circumstances that we're in the playoff, winning the game for a team. Obviously, the goal against Halifax, I think it's one of the best goals that I've scored in my career, but this goal just means so much to me, so I'll put this one at first, for sure. Yeah.
And you played, just came on in 68 minutes.
Surprised again. I mean, when games like that happen and they give me man of the match, I don't give it to myself. There's other teammates I could have given to. Like I said in the interview, I give the man of the match to all my teammates. The performance they put in, the backline, Tass especially, for me was a standout player in this game specifically. And I'm happy to get man of the match for sure.
And when you took your shirt off, you're pointing to someone on the bench. What was the communication?
When I scored?
Even when you scored.
To Clem. Oh. Yeah, I was pointing to Clem, just come celebrate with me. This goes for us. Yeah. I do it for me, him, my friends, my teammates, everyone. Yeah.
Carlos.
Multiple big saves from Nico. How does that help you guys with your confidence throughout the match? Leading up to your goal.
It's amazing because he keeps us in the game. Like, if Nico doesn't make those saves, and then we're going to have him to fight again, score a goal and another goal to win the game. So Nico is so important to have to mention Nico, because if Nico's not there, then we can see. So yeah, it's big saves, important saves. Yeah.
Your gaffer was in here a few minutes ago, and he was asked about our players of the year. He said Kev would be way up there as a contender. But what he said was, he's one of the best defensive wingers in the league. He's talking about your work rate and your technical skills and a lot of things that people may not see that you put into a game. And it must be nice to hear that your coach kind of has your back when you do the grinding and the hard runs, that he's paying attention to that stuff, as well as the great finish at the top of the pitch.
You know what? That was one of my... that what I didn't like, let's say, because Nashi liked so much of my defensive work that I thought he saw me as a defensive winger, which he did. But at the same time, I didn't think he was looking at my attacking qualities. So it's not the first time I hear that, but it's nice to hear, obviously, that Gaffer's, he watches how much, how hard I work and stuff like that. But I mean, I've got qualities going forward too, so it's always nice to hear stuff like that.
We happy with that, boys? Excellent, yep. Kev.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Kev.
Great job today, man.
Thank you, man.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's on.